A hometown tradition, playing under the bright lights for family and friends, for the pride and the glory, for the name across the front of the jersey. Eagle Country 99.3 is your home for high school hoops in southeastern Indiana. The games are sponsored by the City of Lawrenceburg, Dearborn County Health Department, Gary Heating and Cooling, Agford and Greendale, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Dearborn County CASA, OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, AirSurge, and Wardway Fuels. The hometown tradition continues right now on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
At the Rivertown Classic, every game is a rivalry tonight. No exception, another doubleheader coming your way from night number four, the 24th annual Rivertown Classic High School Basketball Tournament. With Chuck Thomas, I'm Mike Frilleberg. Thanks for tuning in tonight on Eagle Country 99.3 and from worldwide at EagleCountryOnline.com. Another doubleheader coming to you live tonight from South Dearborn High School in the Dragon's Den Gymnasium. As Rivertown Classic Boys Consolation and Championship Night is about to get underway. Doubleheader tonight includes our first game coming up and tipping off here in just a moment. That is between the South Dearborn Knights and the Rising Sun Shiners. And after that, it'll be the championship game between the Lawrenceburg Tigers and Switzerland County Pacers. Let's introduce you to the starting lineup presented by Dearborn County CASA. Talk to your teams about the risks of underage drinking and vaping from a young age. DearbornCountyCASA.com. For the designated visiting team, the Rising Sun Shiners here in this consolation game coming up. Guard front, number two, Brody Morris. Number 12, Nate Elliott. And number 22, Aiden White. The two fours for the Shiners are number five, Gavin Shorten. And number 14, Ben Shorten. For the South Dearborn Knights, designated home team tonight playing on their home court. They have a three-guard front, number one, Brody Tiki. Number four, Scout Gray. Number 14, Tyler Christian. The two forwards for the Knights are number two, Hudson Shackelford. And number five, Adam Kunkel. That's your starting lineup to live, brought to you by Dearborn County CASA. Always think prevention. Chuck, how about a look at our Hag Ford keys to the game here at tip?
Rising Sun has to cut down on turnovers, and it looks to me like South Dearborn's going with a quicker lineup. Look for them to press, maybe the full court. It's right off starting off the bat. And when these two games last time, Rising Sun had 20 turnovers.
South Dearborn, Tyler Christian goes up and wins the opening tip-off. That is your Hag Ford keys to the game. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand new Ford today, HagFordSales.com. Knights trying to get the ball inside, and it's kicked out of bounds off the Knights, and it'll be Rising Sun basketball. 8 minute quarters in Indiana High School hoops. Rising Sun Shiners with their first possession of the night. Brody Morris bringing the ball up the court. Passes to his right for Elliott. Down to the baseline for Ben Shorten. Shorten trying to skip it across the paint, and ball is tipped out of bounds in front of that South Dearborn bench. It'll be Knights basketball.
A lot of young players out there on the floor tonight, Mike. Several freshmen, sophomores starting in this game tonight.
One of the freshmen bringing the ball across midcourt for South Dearborn, that Scout Gray, 18 points. And South Dearborn's opening night first-round loss against Lawrenceburg back on Thursday. Pass inside for Tyler Christian, another freshman tries to go up with it. It's swatted away. Rising Sun comes away with the ball. Nate Elliott, top of the key, passes to the left. Ben Shorten for three. He'll hit it from the left side. And Rising Sun with the first bucket and points of the game. 3-0, they lead thanks to that tray from Ben Shorten.
Both teams in man-to-man. Another turnover.
Here's Kunkel trying to pass it to Tiki, and it's not as knocked away by Ben Shorten. Rising Sun comes up with the turnover.
That's three
Brody
turnovers.
Morris inside, passes it off to the right for Nate Elliott, and Elliott's called for a travel.
Five turnovers by total by both teams here, and we haven't even played 2 minutes yet. Maybe a little anxious, I think.
South Dearborn lost to Switzerland County on Thursday night, 74-72. Meanwhile, South Dearborn, they lost to Lawrenceburg, 65-40. That's how they end up in the consolation game facing each other here tonight. Tyler Christian, strong baseline move, gets the shot up over Aiden White. However, it's no good. Rising Sun comes away with the rebound. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Shiner's leading 3-0, and Christian will pick up a foul out beyond the three-point line. Tune in on Brody Morris.
Interesting matchup with Morris and Tiki guarding one another. Could one of them get in foul trouble? I'm saying yes, one of them will.
These two teams have played before this season. It was back in the season opener for both teams. South Dearborn won it here at the Dragon's Den, 64-49. That night, Brody Tiki and Aiden Shackelford each scored 16 points in that win for South Dearborn. Here's Brody Morris getting a jump shot two-pointer from the right side, making it 5-0 Rising Sun.
I believe he had 16 in that first meeting.
19 points, in fact, led the Shiners. DJ Williams, he added 7 for Rising Sun that night. That night, the Knights out-rebounded the Shiners 27-19.
Yep.
Here's an offensive rebound inside right on cue from South Dearborn. Brody Tiki going up and grabbing one. Now it's Aiden Shackelford on the right side. Back to Tiki. Tiki taken to the bucket on the left side of the paint. Ball knocked away. It was a reach-in signaled from the backcourt, and it's going to go against Rising Sun's Brody Morris, his first. Team's first here in the first quarter. 22 to go in the first. Rising Sun leading 5-0.
In that game, I believe Morris was the only one in double figures. Is that correct?
Yep. Scout Gray looking to get it in. Finds Tiki in the corner. He lobs it outside for Kunkel. Now Scout Gray on the far sideline. Passes to Tyler Christian. He's open for three. We'll let it fly off the back of the rim. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Going over the back is one of the Knights players that's going to be signaled against Kunkel. It'll be the first on Kunkel. Knights look like they want to press a little. We'll put on a cursory look and then back off. As Morris brings the ball up the court, working against Gray. High screen. Morris trying to work off of it to the basket. Off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up and in. Gavin Shorten, and he's fouled. And going to the line to try and make it three. Strong work inside by Gavin Shorten. Shorten, a 6'5 senior, had 7 in the Shiners' first-round loss against Switzerland County. Free throw up and no good. Brody Tiki bringing the ball down the court quickly to the basket. Knocked out of bounds by Morris. It'll stay with the Knights. Still inbound on the baseline.
He went down baseline right side, went up. Morris very quick with his hands, able to knock it loose.
South Dearborn comes into tonight's game with a record of 6-5 on the season. Rising Sun, a record of 3-8. A couple substitutions by South Dearborn head coach Patrick Cosgrove. New player into the game for South Dearborn is Mason Hamlet. He gets the inbound bounce pass, goes up with a quick shot, and it's no good. Rising Sun has the rebound at the other end. Nate Elliott dribbling in the backcourt against Hamlet. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Pass to the right for Ben Shorten. He'll make a baseline jump shot. Rattles it home for another Rising Sun bucket. They lead it 9-0 with 4:20 to play in the first quarter.
South Dearborn started off cold last night as well and had to fight their way back, just coming up short.
Peyton Hill dribbling in the backcourt for Rising for South Dearborn. Passes to Shackelford. He'll let a three-point shot go, and he'll hit it. Actually, Till was on the line. They'll signal it's a two-point basket. But first points of the night for South Dearborn come halfway through the first quarter. They trail 9-2. Morris spinning inside, loses control of the ball. Shackelford comes away with it. Off a tip from Hill to the bucket. Shackelford draws some contact. Gets to the line to shoot, too. Foul is picked up by Rising Sun's Nate Elliott with the reach. Shackelford going to the line. Second leading scorer on South Dearborn's team this year, 12.2 points per game. Close to 4 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game. Also averaging a steal per game at the free throw line this season. He's only been a 56% free throw shooter. His first year is no good. Team's free throw percentage is 66% on the year. Rising Sun, on the other hand, a 70% free throw shooting team this season. Shackelford's second attempt is short. Rebounded by Ben Shorten. Comes across, hands it off to Elliott. Elliott dribbling on the far sideline. Passes to Ben Shorten. Shorten backs it out for the timeline. Wow, Tiki down. He'll get space. Let a three-pointer go. It's no good. Rebound tracked down by Shackelford. He's going to take it all the way. Passes it off underneath the basket to Hill. Outside for Scout Gray. And Scout Gray hits a jump shot, but a whistle was blown just before he got into the act of shooting.
Oh, got a bloody nose out there.
Oh, yeah. A really bloody one.
It's on Elliott, isn't it?
Elliott, yeah. He's kind of dripping down to down his chin. It's that bad. He's going to come out, and that's why they stopped play, get him out of the game, and see if they can't get that taken care of quickly. And an official timeout.
Got to clean up blood that's and
goes from one end of the court to the other. Somebody's going to get the rubber gloves on and get the disinfectant out and swab the hardwood here at Dragon's Den. Will they do that? I want to let you know to stay tuned. After the game, we'll name our Wardway Fuels Star of the Game. For over 40 years, Wardway Fuels has started as your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com. Also, Ivy Tech Community College, our proud presenting sponsor of our coverage of the Rivertown Classic on your hometown radio station this week. Ivy Tech Community College is celebrating 60 years of commitment to ensuring Hoosiers have a top-notch academic experience. Spring classes begin January 16th, so now is the perfect time to connect with the Lawrenceburg-Batesville enrollment team at ivtech.edu. And of course, Ivy Tech sponsoring free popcorn for everybody here at the Rivertown Classic. So if you do come on down, check out these games in person tonight. Last chance to get some free popcorn on your way in. 9-2, officials timeout with 3:19 to go in the first quarter as we have an officials timeout for some blood cleanup on the court as Nate Elliott got a bloody nose somehow. He's being tended to on that Rising Sun bench. And the players make their way back out onto the court. Get ready to start this one back up. Congratulations to the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. They played in the girls' championship game last night, defeated Switzerland County 43-32. Chuck, can you believe it? 8 straight Rivertown Classic championships for the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers.
They've had a run of pretty good talent.
Natalie Caniga leading the way for the Tigers with 15 points. Cameron Ferreira adding 10 as the Lady Tigers bring home another Rivertown title. Start a play here. Hill tries to pass it inside for Tiki. Tiki wasn't looking for it. Ball was tipped away anyway. Rising Sun comes up with the turnover. Dribbling right side. Morris backs it out towards center court. Guarded by Shackelford. Morris will dribble to the near side. Hands it off for Braden Burris. Now back to Morris. Guarded by Gray now. Brody dribbling left side. On the left wing. Gets double teamed. Has to be careful. Tries to go up a shot and bailed out by a foul committed by Mason Hamlet. Scores 9-2, Rising Sun, 2:38 to play in the first quarter. For Hamlet, his first, team's second.
He had dribbled himself into a bad situation down there where he was surrounded by trees.
He was in the act of shooting when he was fouled, so it does put Morris at the free throw line to shoot, too. DJ Williams will come into the game for the first time tonight. 5'8 sophomore for the Shiners. Checking out is Aiden White. First free throw is no good for Morris. Second one is. That makes it a 10-2 Rising Sun advantage. Peaky brings it up the court. Flips it off for Scout Gray. Freshman will dribble toward the sideline, hand it off to Tiki, the senior. He'll put up a quick three over Shorten and knock it down. Brody Tiki got super hot for South Dearborn in their near comeback against Switzerland County on Thursday night. And his first three-point basket of the game made right there to get South Dearborn within five at 10-5. At the other end, a three-point attempt put up by Ben Shorten is no good. And ball tipped out, and a foul over the back was DJ Williams for Rising Sun. That'll be his first and the team's third. 2:01 to go in the first quarter. Last Rivertown Classic meeting between these two teams. You got to go back to 2021's tournament. South Dearborn won the title that year over Rising Sun in the championship game, 49-32. It was the record-tying eighth championship and their first since 2013 that year. 10-5, Knights trail here. They have the ball. Hamlet passes from the corner to Hill up top. Over to the left, Tiki, another three-point attempt. No good this time. And rebounded by Gavin Shorten. 1:35 to play in the first. Knights remaining in a man-to-man. Forrest launches a three, rattles it home from 2nd Street. Brody Morris, unconscious.
We got two long-range bombers now.
We do. They'll shoot it from anywhere. Hamlet cuts inside, passes to the corner for South Dearborn's Connor Huff. Back outside the hill near the scorer's table. Off to the left for Nathan Lane. Up top again. Huff lets a three-pointer go as he's left wide open. No good. Rebounded by Gavin Shorten for the Shiners. Brody Morris will bring the ball up the court. Dribbles down to the baseline. Passes to Ben Shorten. Shorten, long pass across the court and sails over his brother's head and goes out of bounds into the crowd. It'll be a turnover going South Dearborn's way. Fourth turnover of the night for Rising Sun. Comes with 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Number 14.
Kunkel will check back in for South Dearborn. Hamlet comes out. Hill comes out. And Christian is in. Brody Morris checks the clock as he comes across midcourt. Passes to Christian. Then to Lane. Off the hump on the far side. Looking underneath for Christian, who is sprinting baseline. Makes the catch. Turns around. Shoots it. Draws the foul and gets to the line. Trying to make it a three-point play.
A great cut and a great play that Coach called.
And White getting called for the foul, putting Tyler Christian at the line, the freshman for South Dearborn, a chance to make it an old-fashioned three. South Dearborn now trails 13-7 with 36 seconds remaining in the first. Christian's free throw, good. It's at 13-8, 33 seconds remain. Rising Sun down the court quickly. Williams passes in the backcourt. It's taken away by Christian. Fast break, and he's going to slam it home. One hand. The freshman showing his up. One hand slam on the steal in the backcourt. Makes it 13-10. South Dearborn still trails. Rising Sun passes ahead. Off to the left. Braden Burris in the corner. Back up top for Shorten. Ball tipped away from him by Christian. And the freshman making the most of his start tonight. Two nights for you and I, two dunks, Chuck.
Yeah.
They were here Thursday night, and it was Charlie Meyer for Lawrenceburg throwing one down. Here's the freshman, Tyler Christian, for South Dearborn. Brody Morris dribbling in the backcourt off the inbound.
Nice.
Under for an open Gavin Shorten, who finishes at the buzzer with the lay-in. 15-10 at the end of one. Rising Sun leading by five. South Dearborn coming on strong there late in the first. Come back with a second quarter of action after this at the 24th annual Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana. Plus, local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous times of your life. That's why they offer expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let them help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit them online at mmhealth.org. Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 Morning Show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10, and thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
start of the second quarter. Rising Sun leading South Dearborn 15-10. This is the consolation game in the Rivertown Classic between these boys teams. Second game of our doubleheader coming your way a little later this evening for the championship between the Lawrenceburg Tigers and Switzerland County Pacers. So stay tuned for that. E.J. Williams dribbling in the backcourt for the Shiners. Passes to Morris. Morris in the backcourt. Back to Williams. Into the corner. Open for three is Burris. He'll take it. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Aiden White. Brody Morris trapped in the corner. Passes up top for Williams. Williams goes down the lane. Draws a foul from Tyler Christian. And Williams gets to the line to shoot two.
Second one on Christian. Huh?
Nope. Number two on it. They're signaling it on Tiki.
On
really?
Tiki?
Yeah, I thought for sure Christian picked that up.
I didn't think it was on Tiki.
I didn't think so either, but that's what they show on the scoreboard. Christian is shown with one, Tiki with two. We'll go with what's on the scoreboard for now. Williams hits both the foul shots, makes it 17-10. Give him his first 2 points of the night. Leading scorers so far are Christian with five and the Rising Sun with
pass.
Six is Brody Morris. Pass underneath and made. Nice. Soft bucket made by Connor Huff off a nice find from Scout Gray. Rising Sun turns it over.
One. That's a great
Gray
pass.
Gray looking underneath for Lane that time. That pass maybe a little bit too hot to handle, or Lane may not have been ready for it. As it goes sailing out of bounds, Rising Sun will get it.
I'm telling you what, when he has the ball, anybody around the post or anybody better be ready because he passes so well.
Good vision, as he proved on that last time down the court. Setting up Connor Huff for the easy deuce. 17-12. Brody Morris comes across midcourt in traffic, passes it away for Aiden White, and White cannot handle it, loses it out of bounds.
Another good pass that should have been caught.
South Dearborn with it, 17-12. They trail, 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Connor Huff in the corner. Scout Gray dribbling outside. Passes underneath for Kunkel.
Good pass.
Kunkel lost the hand, gathers it in on the baseline, passes to Tyler Christian to let the three-point shot go. It's no good. Rebound gathered in by Nate Elliott. Passes to Ben Shorten. Quickly, they pass it up the court for Braden Burris. Now Ben Shorten in the backcourt. Top of the key for Nate Elliott. Corner for Burris. Lost the handle on the ball. Up top, Ben Shorten. Long three, and it's short. And on the rebound, we got a foul. You're going to get Braden Burris on that one for holding somebody. It'll be Burris' first and first key foul for Rising Sun this quarter. Knights trail 17-12. They have the ball. Freshman Scout Gray running point. Passes to the left for Huff. Up top Lane. To the right for Christian. Tyler passes it into the backcourt for Scout Gray. Scout Gray will let a three-point shot go. No good. Rebounded by Nate Elliott, and then Kunkel comes in and commits a silly foul. I don't know how Nate Elliott breathes. He's got both of his nostrils plugged up with he had the bloody nose earlier in the first quarter that paused play for a little bit. I don't think he can breathe through his nose right now.
I know.
He's got them both nostrils plugged up.
Looks like a 2-2-1.
Yeah, press from South Dearborn here.
Hard to say.
Morris.
Yeah.
Shorten, passing it back and forth. Back to Morris. Comes across midcourt. Couple seconds to spare. Passes to Ben Morris on the baseline. To Gavin Morris. Nice find by Ben Morris. Under the basket, Gavin finishes for two. 19-12, Rising Sun. 5.5 to go. Second quarter.
Ooh,
near up and down from Scout Gray. The fact that he was still dribbling, I think, saved him. There's a shot inside. No good. Offensive rebound by Brody Tiki. Scout Gray.
Nice drive.
Off the glass and in for two.
His first bucket.
And his first 2 points. Got 18 in the first round of the Rivertown Classic. Gets in the scoring category right there. Pass underneath. Gavin Shorten the reverse with the left hand off the glass and in for two.
press not doing what they thought they might do.
Scout Gray, far sideline for South Dearborn. To the right, Hill lets the three-point shot go. Rebound tip to Brody Morris. He'll bring it up the court. Behind the back dribble. Started by Deke. Picks up his dribble. Passes in the backcourt for Elliott. Elliott loses the ball on the wing. Brody Deke comes up with it. He'll bring the ball up the court. Deke to the left for Scout Gray. Deke at 24 in South Dearborn's loss against Switzerland County on Thursday night. Ball turned over inside, going Rising Sun's way. 21-14. Brody Morris,
great move.
The bucket, draws some contact, gets a shot off, doesn't fall for him, but he's going to the line to shoot two here. Brody Morris for Rising Sun, their leading scorer this season. Only scorer in double figures on the year, averaging 16 per. 3.7 rebounds per game, 3 assists per game, 1 steal per game. At the free throw line this year, he's been among the best free throw shooters you'll find in Southeast Indiana at 85% coming into tonight. 39 of 46 at the line this year.
Came in
first
right.
One's good. Second one good as well. And you can give Brody Morris now 8 points on the night. And South Dearborn, or pardon me, Rising Sun takes a 23-14 lead.
A great drive down that right side. Little spin move in the paint. Got freed up, went up, drew the foul.
Nathan Lane open for three on the right side for South Dearborn. It's no good. Long rebound. Safe from going out of bounds by Shackelford. And then Hill commits a foul. Shackelford stayed from out of bounds, went to a Rising Sun player, and then Hill got called for the reach. For Hill, that's his second, team's fourth for South Dearborn. 3:48 to go before half, 23-14 to score. Rising Sun with the lead and the ball. Brody Morris dribbling in the backcourt, guarded closely by Tiki. Ball skips off Morris to Ben Shorten. He makes a move on the baseline, loses the basketball. Aiden Shackelford gathers it in. He'll bring it down the court. Off to the left, Tiki for three. And, whoa, look at the English on that ball. It did two full rotations around the rim and finally went through.
It's his second three on the night. That's from the left side, about 23 feet.
Give Tiki six. And South Dearborn trails now after that three-point bucket, 23-17. Ben Shorten tries to go down the lane. Denied outside. Nate Elliott for three. Missed it. Hard off the back of the iron. Long rebound to Tiki. Ahead to Hamlet. Back to Tiki. Top of the arch. Dribbles to the top of the key. Denied. Passes outside to Shackelford. Shackelford in the corner. Makes the move inside. Triple team. Gets tied up. Passes it away to Hill. Around the perimeter, they swing it. Three-point attempt again from Tiki. No good. Offensive rebound by Lane. And it's a putback blocked by Gavin Shorten. Lane goes and gets it. Passes into backcourt to Shackelford. He'll put up a three. No good. Hamlet with the offensive rebound. Tries to go up with it. Will be fouled and going to the line for two is Wyatt, or Mason Hamlet for South Dearborn. South Dearborn, good job on the offensive glass here in the first half, but a lot of shots falling for Rising Sun as they continue to stay a step ahead. Hamlet's free throw falls. Tyler Christian comes back in, had a dunk and near the end of the first quarter.
In that first game, South Dearborn jumped out to a really big lead in the first quarter and got well ahead. It's interesting to see how they do the rest of this game.
Hamlet, this is the free throw. Christian with the rebound to the basket. Gets a shot away. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two for South Dearborn.
Not
Jordan
real tall.
Picking that one up. Gavin Shorten, I should specify.
Not tall, but really strong. I mean, about, what, 6'1"? Is that what they got him listed at?
Mm-hmm.
He can jump. He's a strong body.
Free throw halfway through and then somehow popped out from Tyler Christian. Score remains 23-18. Leading scorers in this one, Brody Morris and Gavin Shorten for Rising Sun, each with eight. And for Christian, who's got five, Brody Tiki leading the Knights with six. And a timeout called from the sideline by Rising Sun head coach Brandon Snodgrass. His team leading 23-18, 2:17 to play in the second quarter. We'll keep it right here. Should mention one of our sponsors tonight is AirServe. Expect more from your HVAC. Smart, efficient comfort. Contact your local Daikin dealer. AirServe, breathe easy. Finally, a heating and cooling company you can count on. AirServe.com. That's AirServe.com. Again, game two of our doubleheader from the Rivertown Classic tonight coming up after the conclusion of this one. It'll be the 8-5 Lawrenceburg Tigers and the 7-4 Switzerland County Pacers. Lawrenceburg will be looking to win their second consecutive Rivertown Championship. Switzerland County aiming to claim their first Rivertown title since 2014. Out of the timeout, Rising Sun Basketball, DJ Williams in the backcourt to Brody Morris, guarded by Shackelford. Morris passes near side for Elliott. Inside, Gavin Shorten. He goes into the corner for Elliott. Elliott's baseline move, trying to pass it to Williams in the opposite corner. And ball's tipped out by South Dearborn. Shriners will inbound on the baseline near their own bucket.
South Dearborn had went to a 1-3-1 trap. And I think they switched defense back to a man-to-man now.
Shorten throws away into the backcourt for Elliott. Again, playing with both those nostrils plugged up after being the victim of a bloody nose in the first quarter. DJ Williams in the backcourt falls down, ball's loose on the court. Williams gets to it. Brody Tiki's diving in there, and a jump ball is called. And possession arrow favors South Dearborn. 1:42 remaining in the half. Shackelford, right side of the perimeter. Takes right, goes left, passes to Christian on the low block. He's well defended. He'll go back outside to Shackelford. Then back on the far sideline to Christian. Now back to Shackelford on the left wing. Cross-court pass for Hamlet in the right corner. He's open for three. He'll take it. Shot was no good. Rebound is tipped to Ben Shorten. Brody Morris up the court for the Shiners. There's a lane. He'll attack it. High off the glass, no good. South Dearborn up ahead to Shackelford, and a nice play-in attempt. Shackelford having to adjust around a defender as he got behind the backboard, able to use those long arms to bounce it off the glass and in for two, and we got a one-possession game now, 23-20. 52 seconds remain before halftime. Elliott,
wow,
takes a three-point basket that hits off the top of the backboard and out of bounds.
That just cannot be the shot that the coach wanted. That I looked at his face when it went up.
He was defended when he caught the ball, then the defender left him, and so he was open for a moment there, but yeah, an awful quick shot.
Definitely not the shot, not in that time sequence. 42 seconds left, 43.
Tiki will bring the ball across midcourt for the Knights, guarded closely by Brody Morris. Brody Tiki dribbles to the right. Hands it off for Shackelford. Now Peyton Hill in the backcourt. Back to Shackelford. 28 seconds remain in the half. Hill will hold near center court with 21 seconds. Rising Sun won't come out and defend. They'll acquiesce, and it appears let South Dearborn have the last shot of the half. Brody Tiki now gets it inside 10. Hill near center court to Huff in the right corner. 3 seconds. Tiki between the circles for three. Hits it. There's the buzzer. Brody Tiki. Three-point basket. Ties it up. Going into the locker room for halftime. South Dearborn senior Brody Tiki. Couple big three-pointers in that first half and a buzzer beater right there to knot it up at 23-all here at the break in this consolation game of the 24th annual Rivertown Classic. On Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Join the youth prevention revolution with Dearborn County Tobacco-Free Teens. TFT is a group for students grades 6 to 8 who pledge to be drug and alcohol-free. We have meetups the last Wednesday of every month at the Lawrenceburg Community Center. Make friends, win awesome prizes, and enjoy free food. All middle school students are invited to our next meeting the last Wednesday of this month. Find more at DearbornCountyCASA.com or search Tobacco Free Teens on Facebook or Instagram.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana, plus local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Healthcare is made simple with the Dearborn County Health Department and MOP, the Mobile Outreach Partnership. Every Wednesday evening, they host clinics from 5 to 7 in the Hamline basement on High Street in Lawrenceburg. The Health Department offers flu shots, blood pressure and glucose checks, asthma kits, cessation registration. You can get connected with community resources, and it's 100% free. It's every Wednesday evening in the Hamline basement. Find more at dchealthdepartment.org.
The City of Lawrenceburg offers a complete package for individuals, families, and local businesses to think local and grow local. Expansive business opportunities, quality housing options, destination dining with premier events and award-winning parks. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and find out why Lawrenceburg is truly a city on the rise.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city on the rise. thinklawrenceburg.com,
your River City destination.
Wardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Wardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, wardway.com.
Are you having sewer or septic problems? Are you buying a house and need the septic system inspected? Or are you having other drain problems? Tri-State Liquid Waste has a brand new location in one of the most historic old homes right here in Dearborn County on US 50, and they are here to help you. Call Tri-State Liquid Waste at 812-537-3888. TriStateLiquidWaste.com. 812-537-3888.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country Morning Show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10 a.m. And thanks for listening to your hometown station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Congratulations to the Rising Sun High School and Middle School cheer team. They won first place in the Rivertown Classic cheer competition, which happened this afternoon here at Dearborn High School. And congratulations to the Shiner cheer team. The accomplishment for those young ladies. Here at the half of the boys' Rivertown Classic Constellation game, Rising Sun and South Dearborn are tied up at 23-23, a buzzer 3 at the end of the second quarter by South Dearborn's Brody Teedy. Tied it all up. Leading scorers in that first half, Brody Morris and Jim Shorten, each with 8 for Rising Sun. Brody Teedy with 9 for South Dearborn. Hudson Shackelford getting 4 of the night. I'm Mike Krillberg, and John, I'm going to look at our Ivy Tech Community College halftime stats.
All right. Gave out 4, so that's great. Rising Sun, 9 turnovers, so they haven't solved that problem. Last game they played, they had 20. However, rebounding is quite different. They have 10 rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds. They scored on one of those second opportunities. They are 7 for 20 from the field, 6 for 7 from the foul line. 10 for 9, however, from the three-point arc. For the South Dearborn Knights, as you mentioned, 5 turnovers, which is pretty good. I think they averaged, about 10, if I'm not mistaken. Rebounding, 12 rebounds. 4 of those are offensive rebounds, and they were able to score on 2 of those second-chance opportunities. South Dearborn is 9 for 24 from the field, 2 for 7 from the foul line, 3 for 13 from the three-point arc. And that's
a look at our halftime stats presented by Ivy Tech Community College, Lawrenceburg and Batesville, your hometown college. Scholarships are available and textbooks are free. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. And as for our Hagford keys to the game, Chuck, you laid them out prior to tip-off. How are they shaping up?
Well, Rising Sun has done a much better job, as I mentioned, in the rebounding.
They're about even, a little, I think one or two rebounds difference. That was way one-sided in the first game, so that's good. The turnovers, 9, so that puts them on tap. Looks like a 19 or 20 turnover night, and that's not good. So Dearborn only 5 turnovers in that first quarter. They're usually, I think, averaging about 10 or thereabouts. So they're doing a good job. They have 12 rebounds, 9 of which, or 4 of which are those second chance opportunities. Shooting from the field, neither team particularly great. One of the things that Rising, I mentioned, was the fact that they had to do a much better job in rebounding. South Dearborn, they get to them. What they have to do is be able, they shoot a lot of threes. And some nights, they can't miss. Tiki is unconscious some nights. Some nights, I mean, they've been known to go 1-14 and 5-20. So they got to, you know, this is their home floor. They got to be able to shoot those threes because they're going to take a lot of them.
That's your Hack Ford keys to the game here at the half. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand new Ford today. HagFordSales.com. Also recognizing Dearborn County CASA as a sponsor of our broadcast tonight. Always think prevention. Talk to your teens about the risks of underage drinking and vaping from a young age. Visit DearbornCountyCASA.com. Also, once again, recognizing Ivy Tech as our presenting sponsor of Eagle Country 99.3's coverage of the Rivertown Classic. Attend Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, the third quarter between Rising Sun and South Dearborn in the consolation game of the boys, Rivertown Classic, 23-23 at the half on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
This is Ashley from Riggs Window Tinting on State Road 48 in Aurora. We have the answer to that annoying glare during your morning and evening commute. We can tint your boat, home, businesses too. Search Riggs Window Tinting on Facebook and schedule your appointment today.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana. Plus, local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city on the rise. Think Lawrenceburg.com.
Hello, folks. Kelly Milan here. Think local and grow local in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. The city of Lawrenceburg is a dedicated community partner in supporting local businesses, exceptional educational opportunities, and award-winning recreational outlets as a vital economic investment and quality of life experiences for our citizens and visitors. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and discover why Lawrenceburg is a city on the rise.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgoode, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Join the youth prevention revolution with Dearborn County Tobacco-Free Teens. TFT is a group for students grades 6 to 8 who pledge to be drug and alcohol-free. We have meetups the last Wednesday of every month at the Lawrenceburg Community Center. Make friends, win awesome prizes, and enjoy free food. All middle school students are invited to our next meeting the last Wednesday of this month. Find more at DearbornCountyCASA.com or search Tobacco Free Teens on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, it's Double T. Join me every Monday evening, 6 to 6:30, for 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation with high school athletes and coaches. It's crunch time on Eagle Country 99.3.
Getting ready to start the third quarter between Rising Sun and South Dearborn in the Rivertown Classic Boys Consolation Game. 23-23 is the score as we start the second half. Take a moment to recognize East Central High School's Josh Ringer, named just this past week Indiana Gatorade Player of the Year in high school football. After being named Mr. Football back in mid-December, Ringer added that prestigious award to his name as Indiana Football's Gatorade Player of the Year. Over 2,880 rushing yards, 55 touchdowns. Also caught 13 passes for 278 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's past season as East Central rolls to another state title, their second straight. Turned over by Rising Sun at the other end. Quickly turned over by South Dearborn. Now Rising Sun basketball. Elliott dribbling baseline. Stolen away by Christian. Ice ball. Brody Tiki bringing it across midcourt. Firing into the corner for Shackelford. Shackelford back up top for Scout Gray. Gray dribbles to the top of the key. Passes to Tiki. Tiki working his way toward the far sideline. Around the perimeter they go for Shackelford. Shackelford to the left wing. Passes into the backcourt for Tiki. Tiki tries to go down the right side of the lane and is fouled by Elliott. Defended him closely. Did they get Elliott on that? Or Shorten? Shorten with the reach, I guess. And for Shorten, that'll be his first, team's first. 7:08 to go, third quarter. Ball lobbed to the top of the key for Kunkel on the inbound from the baseline. Pass to Tiki on the far side. Brody going baseline, passing under the basket for Christian.
Nice
finding
pass.
Kunkel cutting inside. Nice pass indeed for Tyler Christian. Kunkel finishes for two. And that makes it 25-23. And South Dearborn, for the first time tonight, has the lead. So it's about 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Shiner's ball. Morris dribbling near center court. Passes to Gavin Shorten, guarded by Kunkel on the outside. To the left for Aiden White. Gives it up for Morris, guarded by Scout Gray. Morris, rainbow shot from the free throw line. It misses everything. Shackelford has it, quickly running the other way. Passes outside for Gray, off to his right for Tiki. Tiki for three, no good, and a rebound foul going against Kunkel of South Dearborn. He went over the back. That is already four personal fouls on Adam Kunkel, who really hasn't had a lot of been on the court all that much tonight.
Hardly at all. And
four personals for him already. And first team foul for South Dearborn this third quarter. Morris comes across midcourt. Ball's poked away from behind by Tiki to Christian. Back to Tiki. Fast break layup, good by Brody. 27-23, South Dearborn. 11 points now for Tiki to first the double figures in this contest. Pass ahead to Aiden White. White underneath
the layup.
Shorten cannot finish. And rebound. Jump ball as White and Huff got tied up. And the possession arrow went to South Dearborn. 27-23, Knights lead. They have the ball. Scout Gray bringing it up the court, uncontested. Dribbling. Now attacking.
Nice.
Passes underneath to Christian, and he finishes with the easy deuce. Yeah. Rising Sun defense. A little lackadaisical effort there, and Coach Snodgrass doesn't like it so much that he calls a timeout. And he's given his team an earful as they come over to the bench. They now trail 29-23, 5:24 to go in the third quarter. Be sure to stay tuned when we go final with this one. We'll have your Wardway Fuels star of the game for each team. For over 40 years, Wardway Fuels has started as your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com. Well, Chuck, all South Dearborn here in the third quarter, and really about halfway through the second quarter, South Dearborn surely had the momentum on their side.
They really picked up defensive pressure, causing some problems. Rising Sun hasn't done much to help themselves. They haven't taken care of the ball. I don't think they have the people they want shooting the ball. That's always a problem as well.
5:24 to go in the third quarter, 29-23, South Dearborn leading Rising Sun. It'll be Rising Sun basketball out of the timeout. South Dearborn pressing, inbounded to Morris, to Elliott. Elliott knocked down by Christian, and
I think
that's about that one.
Is that going to be his third one?
Yeah, maybe bumped him with a little bit, but, man, that was really – that was a good acting job, I think, by Elliott to draw that foul.
I believe you are correct.
He went down to the floor, but Christian, I mean, barely scraped him. Got the call. And for Christian, that is the second personal, second team foul. Rising Sun brings the ball up. Elliott for three. Swish! Nothing but nylon. Elliott.
They needed that.
Those nose plugs. That one smelled pretty sweet. 29-26. Rising Sun now on the defensive side, trying to come up with a stop.
Nice
and
move,
but this Christian makes a nice baseline cut and cannot finish with the shot. Rebound by Rising Sun at the other end. Ben Shorten to the basket. Misses, scatters his own miss, puts it back in for the second chance, too. And we got a one-point game, 29-28, 7 points tonight now for Ben Shorten. 4.5 to go in the third. Scout Gray holding on the left side for the Knights. Passes to Christian at the top of the arch. Off to the right for Shackelford. Shackelford looking right, dribbling left to the bucket. Gets hit and makes the lay-in. We'll go to the line to try and make it three. Hunter Shackelford.
There you go, Hud.
He got popped right in the head, it looked like.
Pardon me, Hudson Shackelford putting it in for two. That is his 6 point of the night, and give him seven as he hits the free throw. Hudson Shackelford gives South Dearborn a 32-28 lead with that 3 point play. Press again from the Knights, trapped near center court of Gavin Shorten. He dribbles out of it around the perimeter. Rising Sun goes, open 3 point attempt for Aiden White is no good. Rebound by South Dearborn. Hudson Shackelford back the other way. Top of the key, off to the right. To Christian, now to Gray. Gray into the backcourt for Huff. Off to the left for Shackelford. Makes right, dribbles left to the basket and lays it in again. Hudson Shackelford taking over here offensively for the Knights.
No help side on the Rising Sun defense.
Brody Morris was in trouble, had to pass it baseline for Gavin Shorten. Pass tipped out by Connor Huff.
South
Rising Sun will inbound from the base, the sideline.
South Dearborn are doing a nice job of just contesting every pass. Rising Sun, it's such a struggle just to even make a pass.
Wow. Long three from Brody Morris. No good. However, Ben Shorten gets the rebound, falling out of bounds, tries to bounce it off Hill. This is him, hits the floor, and the ball is gathered in by South Dearborn. Quick pass ahead from Hill to Huff. Huff lets a quick three fly from the corner. It's no good. Rising Sun with the rebound. A quick three at the other end by Elliott is no good. Rebound tip to Shackelford. Shackelford down the court. Jump shot from the free throw line. Misses. And Hill with the offensive rebound for the Knights. Around the perimeter, they find Beaky open for three, and he hits it. Deepy's left that wide open. He's going to make it more often than not. And he makes the Shires pay right there with his 14th point of the night. And South Dearborn leads 37-28 with 2:51 to play in the third quarter. And another timeout by Brandon Snodgrass, head coach of the Shiners. And he's kind of rubbing his face and pinching the top of his nose. You can tell he's a little bit frustrated with this team and their defensive effort here in the second half and some of the decision-making on the offensive side.
Been no help side defense on a couple of times down the court for Rising Sun. Nobody there. Sometimes it's not always the guy guarding someone. You depend on some help on drives and such, and they haven't been any. They've been able to take to the basket. What I see is both teams settling for threes when they could get the ball inside and probably do a better. Neither team, as a team, is a great three-point shooting team.
.251 to go in the third. South Dearborn 37 and Rising Sun 28. Shiners basketball out of the timeout. See if the Shiners can get some things corrected and come back. Brody Morris bringing the ball across midcourt. Picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Passes to Gavin Shorten on the sideline to Elliott. Elliott picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Again, Shorten on the sideline. Into the corner. Elliott is open for three. Takes it and hits it. Big shot, big make
That's the second one this half, or this quarter.
Nate Elliott now with 6 points. Makes it 37-31. Knights basketball. Shackelford tries to attack, denied, passes outside to Hamlet, outside to Huff, off to the right for Tiki, up top Shackelford. He'll pass to his right for Hill. Man-to-man D from the Shiners. Shackelford, far sideline, working against Shorten. Backs it out towards center court. Nice offense, good motion. To the right for Hill. Huff, cutting out the lane, gets the pass, and it was blocked by Gavin Shorten. Turned over in the backcourt. Tiki picks the pocket of Elliott and gets an easy two-point lay-in. Great defensive effort leads the points for Brody Tiki in the night. 39-31, 16 points now for Tiki. Pass ahead to Shorten. Shorten looking to go inside, and Hill cutting in quickly and knocking it out of bounds for South Dearborn to save the easy bucket for the Shiners. It'll be Rising Sun basketball inbounding on the baseline.
Great hustle by Hill to go. He saw what was happening from the other side of the floor and just sprinted from the half court to under the basket to be able to deflect that ball out of bounds.
Save the easy two-point bucket for the Shiners. Rising Sun will inbound on the baseline. Williams is the trigger man, and Gavin Shorten gets the inbound pass and then is bumped from behind by Connor Huff. Actually, they call a lane for it. His first, 13th foul on South Dearborn. Rising Sun will again inbound on the baseline. Again, it's Williams throwing it in. Finds Elliott in the corner, and Elliott hits another one from downtown. 39-34, 5-point game, South Dearborn lead. Knights have the ball. Scout Gray across midcourt. Gray, pass to the left for Tiki, 3-point shot, no good. That one way off the mark from Tiki, and it goes out of bounds. South Dearborn,
you usually don't see an air ball from him, do you?
Not usually. Morris working against the press from the Knights. Elliott ahead to Shorten, and Shorten lost it off his fingertips out of bounds, and it will be South Dearborn basketball. The press forces a Rising Sun turnover. Knights nursing that 5-point lead. 47 seconds remain in this third quarter. He's tied up at halftime. Ball nearly stolen in the backcourt by Elliott. Huff tries to go to the basket. Lost the dribble for a moment. Gathered it back in on the baseline. Threw it into the backcourt for Tiki. Huff on the far sideline. Into the backcourt for Gray. 27 seconds. Scout Gray. Guarded closely by Williams. Has to watch that 5-second call. Able to create separation. Now passes to Tiki. Near center court. 15 seconds. Tiki holding. Elliott. Now comes up to defend. Pass to Huff. Up top, Hamlet off to the left for Gray. 5 seconds. He attacks, tries to lay it in, and is fouled. And we'll see Scout Gray go to the free throw line, which is 2.7 seconds on the clock here in the third. Picking that foul up for the Shiners is C.J. Williams, and it puts Scout Gray at the free throw line to shoot, too. Gray's first shot, no good. Gray limited to 2 points tonight in their opening round game against Lawrenceburg. Gray put up 18. Couple quick substitutions with just under 3 seconds remaining. Tiki and Huff come out. Shackelford and Lane check back in along with Christian. Here's a long three-point attempt as the free throw is made on the back end by Scout Gray. Long three-point heave by Rising Sun. At the end of the quarter, nowhere near going in as it sails past the backboard. And we'll head to the fourth, the 6-point lead for South Dearborn over Rising Sun in the consolation game of the 24th annual Rivertown Classic. Fourth quarter coming your way on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Folks, it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan at the Tom TP Auto Center. proudly broadcasting from the Tom TV Auto Center studios inside the Eagle's Nest. Thank you for listening to WSCH Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Harrison, Hebron, Hidden Valley. Your hometown radio station is Eagle Country 99.3.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana. Plus, local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated, Dearborn County!
Hey, it's Double T. I have all the hometown news and sports you want at EagleCountryOnline.com.
Start of the fourth quarter. Rising Sun basketball. Ball gets loose, and Hamlin tries to save it from going out of bounds for South Dearborn, and steps on the line as he did. Shiners will inbound from the corner, trailing 40-34. Brody Morris, quick attack, jump shot, baseline, knocks it down for the Shiners. Makes it a four-point deficit, 40-36. Morris now with a team-high 10 points tonight for Rising Sun. At the other end, South Dearborn. Scott Gray in the backcourt, off to the right for Nathan Lane.
A lot of young people out there on F4 for the night.
Now opposite side of the perimeter for Scout Gray. Hot dribbling, passing to Lane in the corner. He'll take a three and hit it. Long-haired Nathan Lane hits a big three-point shot. Thanks to South Dearborn lead, 43-36. Brody Morris.
Nice pass.
Dribbles inside, draws some attention, passes on the baseline. Passing it back outside is Braden Burris, and then fouled. Or was he fouled, or was it just knocked out of the hands of Ben Shorten? It was just knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Inbounded to Morris in the backcourt. Morris, top of the key. Guarded closely by Hamlet. Now Williams between the circles. Shackleford's on him. Man-to-man defense. Attacking is Williams. Back outside to Ben Shorten. He'll hit a three-point shot. Slide, no good. And on the rebound, we got a push-off by Braden Burris. Actually, they call Hamlet for it. Of South Dearborn. Second on Hamlet. First team foul on South Dearborn here in the fourth quarter. 43-36 the score. South Dearborn leading the Rising Sunshiners in this Rivertown Classic consolation game. Again, it is a doubleheader tonight. We'll have the championship game between Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County coming your way after the conclusion of this one. Long inbound at near center court is tipped up, and South Dearborn comes away with it. Scout Gray tries to get to the basket and draws a foul. Now, Brody Tiki was a little banged up as he went up for that inbound pass near center court, came down and was holding his elbow and was slow to get up, but appears to be okay at the moment as he's up and going to stay in the game. Scout Gray at the free throw line for the Knights. He'll hit the first one. Gray this season has been averaging 9.5 points per game, 2 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game as a freshman at the free throw line this year. He's been 78%. Second free throw, no good. Goes 1-for-2 on that trip. Scores 44-36, an 8-point lead for South Dearborn. 6:11 to go in the fourth.
No, what a
jump
fade.
Shot
what
by
a
Morris.
Job.
Yeah, Morris picked up his dribble at the second stick mark and faked the pass one way and then pivoted.
Both of the defenders left, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They just ran right away from him. He still had the ball and had an easy jump shot from there that he made. Makes it 44-38. Gunkel's back in. He's got 4 personal fouls for South Dearborn. Shackleford to bring it across midcourt.
There you go, Hood. There you go, Hood.
Scout inside. He drives, draws some contact, and Scout Gray again gets to the free throw line, and he's really good at doing that.
He's so quick, and the help side just can't arrive fast enough. And if you leave too early, he's such a good passer that he finds the guy, that the defender that left his man and for an easy basket. Really an excellent player. Left, he goes left a lot.
First free throw on the way from the freshman, and no good. Scout Gray this season came into the game leading South Dearborn in free throws attempted this season. 27 free throw attempts for him. Next closest is Hudson Shackelford with 25.
He don't look comfortable shooting foul shots, though, does he?
The 78% shooter from the charity stripe on the season. He'll hit the second one. That makes it 45-38. 7-point lead for South Dearborn. Pressed by the Knights. Williams passes to Morris across midcourt. Back to Williams. Right corner. Braden Burris open. Will take the shot for three. No good. Rebound tipped. And tipped by Shorten outside. The three. Morris knocks it down from the corner. 15 for Morris tonight.
4-point game.
Making a strong case to be on the all-tournament team. 45-41. South Dearborn leads. They have the ball. Brody Tiki in the backcourt. Working against Williams. Dribbles all the way down to the low block. Ball stolen away by Braden Burris. Morris will bring it across midcourt. Contact, no whistle. Whoa. Down the lane, and a floater made by Brody Morris. And it's a two-point game, 45-43, 17 now for Morris.
Left-handed runner in the paint.
That's a baller right there. And we got a foul. Braden Burris is going to be called for a reach on Brody Tiki.
Getting a little edgy out there, Michael.
Fans on both sides, Rising Sun and South Dearborn, getting into this one. 4:43 to go in the fourth quarter. 45-43 South Dearborn. Inbounded to Gray. Gray called for the charge. Out of control down the lane and taking one for the team.
Williams.
Gavin was Williams.
He did a great job, too. He saw it coming.
Took it like a man.
Yes, he did.
And for Scout Gray, that is personal foul number one on him. Second. Only two team fouls for South Dearborn. 4:37 to go. Fourth quarter. 45-43. Rising Sun can tie it up here with a two. Take a lead with a three. Pass.
Good pass.
For Morris underneath to Gavin Shorten. Loses it for a moment. Gathers it back in. Puts the shot up. No good. Kunkel gets the rebound for the Knights. Shackelford will bring it down the court the other way. Passes the lane on the baseline. And Blaine throws it back up top for Gray to set the offense. Gray guarded by Gavin Shorten, the big man. Ball stolen away in the backcourt by Morris, and he was fouled by Gray. That foul by Gray saved a breakaway layup attempt for Morris that would have tied it.
Yeah. Not real sure about that one, Michael.
It was close. Oh, they called Morris for it. I'm sorry.
They called him a foul on him.
Yep. I thought it was Scout Gray who committed the foul to prevent the fast break layup, but they called.
That's why
Brady Morris for Rising Sun for the reach.
Yeah, that was Coach still pleading his case.
Yes, Coach Brandon Snodgrass for Rising Sun can't believe it. First free throw made by Scout Gray. Lane will check out for South Dearborn. Peyton Hill will come in. Second foul shot from Gray is made. 47-43. Gray's up to 7 points tonight. 4:07 to go in the fourth quarter. A timeout called by the Rising Sun Shiners.
If you remember right, last night Gray kind of did his thing in the fourth quarter as well. You know, early in the fourth quarter, got a lot of points and assists. He did a nice job.
Leading scorer so far tonight, Brody Morris, leading all scorers with 17. Right there behind him is Brody Tiki with 16. Not what you would expect, two leading scorers for each of these teams having a big impact tonight.
Morris probably should have had about 4 or 5 assists, too, but his guys can't catch the ball.
Yeah.
He's done a great job.
Our presenting sponsor of our Rivertown Classic coverage on Eagle Country 99.3 this week is presented by Ivy Tech Community College, celebrating 60 years of commitment to ensuring Hoosiers have a top-notch academic experience. Spring classes begin January 16th, so now is the perfect time to connect with the Lawrenceburg and Batesville Ivy Tech enrollment team. Check them out at ivytech.edu. Boys championship game coming up after the conclusion of this one. That'll be Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County. We'll hear it live right here on your hometown radio station. Out of the timeout, Rising Sun basketball, South Dearborn pressing. Knights lead 47-43. Morris comes across midcourt, dribbling for the Shiners. Into the corner, and he will be fouled by Scout Gregg, trying to come up with the steal. Freshman picks that one up. For Gray, that'll be the second personal. Is that what it says? Should be. I'm assuming they got him.
Yeah.
No, I actually signal it against Shackelford. Number two for him. Number three, team foul. Bulls inbound it successfully to Ben Shorten. Bad pass in the backcourt. Taken away by Tiki. Has one man to beat in Morris, and Tiki will get to the basket and lay it in. 49-43, South Dearborn, 3.5 to go in the fourth. More press action from the Knights. Morris passes ahead to Gavin Shorten. Back to Morris. Far sideline. He'll now make a baseline jump shot. No good. Braden Burris saves it from going out of bounds to Ben Shorten, and he had a foot on the sideline when he went to go and try and save that ball from going out, giving it to South Dearborn. South Dearborn basketball leading 49-43. Gray in the backcourt to Hill. Now Shackelford on the near side. Hudson passes to Tiki to Hill. Shackelford coming down the right side of the lane, no good. His reverse layup is no good. Rebound by Kunkel, tipping it to Shackelford, who gets a second chance bucket to go for the Knights. They now lead at 51-43. A steal at midcourt by Shackelford to the basket. Ooh, lay-in just didn't go. Rebound by Morris. Passes ahead to Ben at the other end. And a charge called against Ben Shorten. Peyton Hill taking that one. Third personal on Ben Shorten. Fifth team foul against Rising Sun. However, player control foul, so no free throws. 2.5 to play in this fourth quarter. South Dearborn leading by 8, 51-43. Shackelford in the backcourt. Loses the dribble. Elliott dives in there trying to come up with it. Hill's on the ground, and a timeout is given to South Dearborn. Coach Snodgrass can't believe it. I'm not so sure that anybody had possession.
Nobody had possession.
Oh, boy.
He called it. We saw it. We don't see many at all, but the ball was in the air plainly when he decided to call it.
Coach Snodgrass has had a few gripes with the officials tonight. His team down 51-43 with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Two players in double figures for the Knights. Brody Tiki with 18. Hudson Shackelford with 11. And for Rising Sun, Brody Morris with 17. Next leading scorer is Nate Elliott with 9.
And that first
point deficit for Rising Sun. They got to start getting some stops here and making some buckets in a hurry with only 2:20 remaining in this fourth quarter.
They had it down to, what, 3 points?
Now Dearborn ball out of the timeout. Pass from Tiki to Hill. Hill dribbling near midcourt. Passes to Scout Gray. South Dearborn certainly not in a hurry. Gray dribbles to the left wing. Passes to Shackelford. Shackelford, layup.
Missed that layup.
No good. Rims out. Rebound by Gavin Shorten. Passes to Morris. Morris quickly down the court. Going inside over Kunkel. His shot, no good. Shackelford has it. Lobs ahead to Scout Gray. Gray just going past the basket, able to put it up behind his head and off the glass and in for two. And now a steal on the inbound. Nice job by Peyton Hill coming up with that steal. And then Scout Gray trying to lay it in with the left hand, misses it. Ben Shorten has his pocket pick from behind by Gray.
Three state turnovers.
53-43, South Dearborn leading it. Rising Sun not taking care of the ball. Quick pass.
Gray pass.
Kunkel. And a foul is signaled before Kunkel got the two-point bucket. And it goes against Rising Sun's Aiden White. 1:17 remaining in the fourth. 10-point advantage for the Knights.
That was a 46-43 game. Just seems like just a very short time ago. Knights have really taken over here in the last two and a half minutes.
Knights trying to hold on and defeat Rising Sun for the second time this season. They met back in the season opener. It was a 64-49 victory for South Dearborn. Scout Gray at the free throw line. First free throw attempt, no good from the freshman. 1:17 to go here in this fourth quarter. Gray's free throw is no good. Rebound lost by Ben Shorten, and Brody Tiki comes in and cleans it up. Boy, Rising Sun just shooting himself in the foot here in this last 2 minutes and giving themselves a slim to none chance to come back.
Yeah, they're just...
And there's a foul putting Scout Gray at the free throw line once again.
Really self-destructive. I mean, really bad. They've had four turnovers out of the last five, plus two really bad fouls, so...
Gray at the free throw line again. He has nine so far. It's the first free throw, so give him 10. Third player on the South Dearborn roster to enter double-digit scoring. Christian will come back into the game for the first time. He played a lot in the first half. Didn't see too much of Tyler Christian in the second half. Second free throw made by Scout Gray. Give him 11. Bounce pass. Morris ahead. Now Gavin Shorten at the bucket.
Layup.
Misses the layup. Gathers his own miss. Up with it. Second attempt. No good. Shackelford has it for South Dearborn. 53 seconds and counting. It's a 12-point lead for South Dearborn. Quickly, Shackelford down the lane. Lays it in for two. Makes it a 14-point advantage for South Dearborn. 39 seconds to go. Pass ahead, and Kunkel comes up with takeaway for South Dearborn. Brody Tiki in the backcourt with 26 seconds to play. Gray and Shackelford is playing hot potato. Knights are going to call off the Shiners are going to call off the Dogs, and that'll allow the Knights to dribble this one out. So South Dearborn will go 1-1 here in the Rivertown. Shires will go 0-2 in this 24th Rivertown Classic. Final score, there's the buzzer. 57-43, South Dearborn improves to 7-5 on the season. They've won three of their last four. Rising Sun rolls to 3-9. They've lost three straight now. Great efforts tonight by Brody Morris of Rising Sun, Brody Tiki of South Dearborn. We'll see if either of those players appear on the all-tournament team when the night is said and done. The consolation game is in the books. We'll come back and put a bow on that one, and be sure to stay tuned for the second game of our Rivertown Classic doubleheader. It'll be the boys' championship game between the Lawrenceburg Tigers and Switzerland County Pacers. Our coverage of the Rivertown, presented by Ivy Tech Community College, on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Wardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Wardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, wardway.com.
Making sure your loved ones are comfortable and cared for is important. Hi, I'm Jewel at Shady Nook, and we know that skilled nursing decisions are hard enough. That's why we go the extra step to help ease the financial stress by offering a service called Medicaid Done Right. This service is provided for those who might not have insurance or their Medicaid is pending. We offer a personalized service with one-on-one guidance through this process. Visit us at ShadyNookCareCenter.com. We are here for you and your loved ones every day.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Gehring or at GehringInc.com.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana. Plus, local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
It's January again, and that means we're all rethinking our food choices. Daily Harvest makes sticking to your goals super simple with their chef-crafted, frozen, ready-made meals delivered right to your door. From mouth-watering smoothies to savory bowls and gluten-free pastas, Daily Harvest food is built on organic fruits and vegetables. And the best part? There is never any gluten, dairy, or ultra-refined sugars. Visit dailyharvest.com and use code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first box, plus free shipping. Or find Daily Harvest in a grocery freezer aisle near you.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Hey, it's Double T. Don't forget to submit a student highlight at EagleCountryOnline.com as we celebrate academic excellence, athletic achievement, extracurriculars, and more.
Eagle Country 99.3's coverage of the 24th annual Rivertown Classic presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Attend Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays. And just a reminder, if you come here for the final game of the Rivertown Classic with Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County warming up at the moment, you can get some free popcorn presented by Ivy Tech Community College, sponsored by Ivy Tech here at the Rivertown Classic at South Dearborn High School this week. Final score of our first game of our doubleheader between South Dearborn and Rising Sun. It was the Knights getting the win in the consolation game, 57-43. So congratulations to South Dearborn for claiming third place here at the 2024 Rivertown Classic. Leading scorers for our Wardway Fuels stars of the game for these two teams. For the South Dearborn Knights, how can you not go with Brody Teague finishing with a game-high 18 points in this one, following up on his 24-point effort in the Knights' opening round game back on Thursday, and then leading the way and starting for their team for the Rising Sun Shiners was Brody Morris. He followed up his 22-point effort on Thursday with 17 points tonight. So Brody Teague for South Dearborn, Brody Morris for Rising Sun. They are your Wardway Fuels stars of the game. For over 40 years, Wardway Fuels has started as your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com. Chuck, how about a look at our Hagford keys to the game now that it is said and done? You laid them out for us at the start of the broadcast. How to turn out?
We had we mentioned the turnover situation. They had to cut down on their turnovers. I believe they had 20 on their first meeting. Tonight they had 21, so that was primarily the thing that killed them. They did better in rebounding. They had 20 rebounds, six of which were offensive rebounds, and they scored on two of those putback opportunities. So they did pretty well there. But they didn't take care of the ball when they needed to, and that was the last three and a half minutes of the game. At 46-43, it's a 3-point game, and they have the ball. From that point on, South Dearborn outscored them 11-0. The game was, it looked it looked like it was going to be South Dearborn for the longest time, and then Rising Sun did a nice job of chipping away, and got back right there. And then, like I said, that last 3 minutes, 25 seconds maybe, they must have had five turnovers in 2 minutes in that one spell. It was every time down the court. But that was the key to the game. South Dearborn did what they had to do. They had enough. They didn't shoot real well from three, but the steals and the turnovers got them a lot of extra opportunities to score.
That's your Hack Ford keys to the game. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand new Ford today, HagfordSales.com. How about our Ivy Tech Community College postgame stats?
All right, mentioned some of them. Turnovers, 21 for the Rising Sun, 20 rebounds, six of which were offensive. They were 15 for 43 from the field, 6 for 7 from the foul line, 4 for 18 from the three-point arc for South Dearborn. 9 turnovers, 25 rebounds, 6 of which were offensive rebounds. They scored on 4 of those second-chance opportunities. They were 19 for 50 from the field, 11 for 21 from the foul line. And that's not acceptable. I'm sure Coach will be working on that. Only 4 for 22 from the three-point arc. Did you get scoring? I didn't notice.
You can go in and give them all.
Okay. Morris was 17. Cabin was 8. 9 for Elliott. He came in, gave him a lift in that fourth quarter. 7 for Ben Shorten. 9 points for Fletcher. 4 points for DJ Williams. 3 points for Adam White. 4 South Dearborn, as you mentioned. Tiki led all scorers with 18. Sackford, 13 points. Scott Gray came in, 11 points. He had 9 in the fourth quarter. 2 points for Kunkel, 2 points for Huff, 1 point for Hamlet, 7 points for Christian. 5 of those in the first half, but he got in a little bit of foul trouble, but I thought he played well when he was in there. And Elaine came in and knocked down that 3-pointer at the end. And that is your stats.
Our stats report presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg and Batesville, your hometown college. Scholarships are available. Textbooks are free. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. We're going to take a pause, and when we come back, we'll have your heat-up show for Game 2 of our doubleheader. Lawrenceburg and Switzerland Counties facing off for the Rivertown Classic Championship. Here at the 24th Annual Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Lawrenceburg Main Street invites you to be part of a cool holiday tradition. The Winter Wonderland Ice Rink is back at Todd Creech Park on West Tate Street. Now through January 14th, the whole family can figure into the festive fun. Admission includes skate rental and 90 minutes of skating, and Lawrenceburg residents skate free with proof of residence. For more information on prices and season passes, days and hours of operation, and special team nights, visit downtownlawrenceburg.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming, but having convenient access to a team of professionals you can trust makes all the difference. At Margaret Mary Health, they partner with oncologists from the Christ Hospital in Cincinnati. Their cancer experts are experienced and knowledgeable, but most importantly, they have your best interests at heart. If you've recently been diagnosed with cancer or would like a second opinion, they'd love to help. To learn more, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
The City of Lawrenceburg offers a complete package for individuals families, and local businesses to think local and grow local. Expansive business opportunities, quality housing options, destination dining with premier events and award-winning parks. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and find out why Lawrenceburg is truly a city on the rise.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city on the rise. thinklawrenceburg.com,
your River City destination.
There's no better time than right now to begin establishing your financial goals, and there's no better place than with Pinnacle Advisor Group. Whether you are planning for retirement, college funding, or other financial objectives, we can walk you through the process. Our goal is to set you on a path towards a more confident future. My name is Kip Newman. Give me a call at 812-537-9071. I look forward to the opportunity to speak with you about how our services could potentially benefit you, your family, or your business.
Registered representative offering securities and advisory services through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, a broker-dealer and registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Fordway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Fordway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find. Fordway.com.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
Hey, it's Double T. Follow Eagle Country 99.3 on Facebook, Instagram, and X for all the latest in hometown news, sports, and more.